الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النار وسفدت الشياطين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى through his infinite grace grants us the blessed month of Ramadan every year. This month is full of blessings, full of mercies, full of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day begins with suhoor. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, tasahharu. Eat suhoor. Take a meal before dawn breaks. Tasahharu, have suhoor. Eat suhoor. Have something to eat before dawn breaks. Fa inna fi suhoori barakah. For in suhoor lies barakah. So the day begins with suhoor. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that in suhoor lies barakah. So when a person eats in preparation for his sawm, for his fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that food full of blessings also. So not only will he be rewarded, but as a result of this food, he will acquire the tawfiq to do those things which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are numerous virtues of the month of Ramadan. And the a'mal in the month of Ramadan, the reward for fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, As-siyamu junnah. Fasting is a shield. Fasting is a shield. It is a shield that protects a person from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a shield against the shaitan. It is a shield against the nafs. It is a shield which protects a person from the fire of Jahannam. Any good amal, any good optional amal that a person carries out in the month of Ramadan, Allah will grant him reward equivalent to carrying out a fard and compulsory amal. So anything that is optional, nafl salah, sunnah action, mustahab action, reciting more Quran than incumbent. So any good amal that a person carries out, any good deed that a person carries out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for carrying out a compulsory action. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith of Qudsi, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا افْتَرَثْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That a person does not acquire my nearness through anything which is more beloved to me than that which I have made farz upon him. So if a person carries out a farz amal and another person carries out an optional amal, the nearness that this person who carries out farz amal will acquire, the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other will not acquire the same nearness. If a person travels in an aeroplane and another person travels in a car, the person who travels in an aeroplane will reach the destination more quicker than the person who travels in a car. So similarly, that person who carries out fard, or that person who is very particular in regard to the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will reach the destination more quicker than that person who is particular about the voluntary actions, nafl, sunan, mustahabbat, but is not particular in regard to the faraid, the wajibat, abstaining from haram, that is also fard. Abstaining from makruh tahrimi, that is also wajib, incumbent. So the person who tries to reach his destination, that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Jannah, and he engages in a mustahab amal, a sunnah amal, or a nafla amal, it is as if he is traveling in a car towards his destination. And when he gets the opportunity to carry out a fard, a wajib, when he gets the opportunity to abstain from haram, from makruh tahrimi, then it is as if he is traveling in an aeroplane to reach his destination. Both are very important. And both takes a person towards the destination. So if a person is able to carry out only the faraiz, the wajibat, and abstain from haram and makruhat tahrimiyah, and is not able to do anything else, he is traveling very fast towards the destination. And if a person is able to carry out the faraiz, the wajibat, abstain from haram and makruhat tahrimiyah, and is also able to carry out sunan, mustahabbat, and nawafil, and abstain from makruhat tanzihiyah, then he is traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more faster. And the person who carries out the voluntary actions, the optional actions only, and he is not very particular in regard to the faraid and the wajibat and abstaining from haram and makruhati tahrimiya, he is very slow and it is possible that he may not reach the destination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, in the month of Ramadan, he makes optional deeds equivalent to the fard deeds. And if a person carries out a fard deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him merits and reward and points as if he has carried out 70 fard deeds. So imagine how quickly he will be able to acquire the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting, the recitation of the Quran, the Taraweeh, the Tahajjud, the Suhoor, the Iftar, the Ad'iyah, then the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. So many blessings in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descend upon us all the time. All the time. In abundance. Little will become large in the month of Ramadan. Insignificant will become very significant in the month of Ramadan. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that his servants are emancipated from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam and they are granted entry with mercies into Jannah. And to make everything easy for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chains the leading shayateen. All the senior shayateen are chained up in the month of Ramadan. Only the juniors remain, and the juniors without any supervision or any guidance from the seniors. Only juniors remain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَان, when Ramadan comes, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, the doors of Jannah are flung open. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and senior shayateen are chained up. Until the Eid is declared, all these shayateen remain chained up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes going into Jannah easy and going into Jahannam difficult. Let us, my friends, my sisters, my brothers, make a firm resolution that inshallah we will seize this opportunity and benefit as much as possible from this blessed month of Ramadan. And in order to do that, we need to manage our time properly. We need to make sure that we stay away from wrong company, we stay in good company. Sometimes social media can become wrong company. Internet can become wrong company. Telephone calls may become wrong company. Reading material may become wrong company. The environment we are in may become wrong company. Stay in good company, stay away from wrong company. Stay in good environment, stay away from wrong environment. And mix with people as less as possible. Only mix with people when it is necessary. Stay away from all sinful activities, stay away from all layani, things that neither benefits us in this world nor the hereafter. And utilize every moment in doing good. Stay away from bad company, stay in good company. Stay away from wrong environment, stay in good environment. The best environment and the best company a person will find is the masjid. In the month of Ramadan, try to spend as much time as possible in the masjid. The ladies should try to spend as much time as possible on the musalla. We should cut down on those things which will waste our time. Texting each other without any necessity. Talking to each other over the phone without any necessity. Emails without any necessity. It will divert our minds towards other things. We may fall in sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, announcement is made from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya baghi al khayri aqbil, or the seeker of good, the one who is in search for goodness, move forward. This is the time. Move forward, this is the time. Because if you move forward now, and if you march forward now, you will conquer your nafs in this month. And once your nafs is conquered, then for the rest of the next 11 months or your whole life, you will remain the conqueror, you will remain the king, you will remain the liberator. So liberate yourself from the slavery of your nafs. Ya baghi al khayri aqbil wa ya baghi al sharri aqsir. And the one who is in search for evil, whose nafs is habituated to doing evil, the nafs will whisper, do this, do this, do this. So the one who is in search for evil in the month of Ramadan, aqsir, stay away. Because if you don't restrain your nafs in the month of Ramadan, your nafs will make you do wrong, and you will not be able to conquer your nafs. You will remain the slave of your nafs, even during Ramadan and even after Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan is the month wherein a person is able to emancipate himself, free himself, liberate himself from the slavery of the nafs, from the slavery of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will not sin in the month of Ramadan. Let us make a firm resolution that we will not engage in layani. We will not engage in any talk, any conversation, any engagement, any work which neither benefits in this world nor the hereafter. We will perform 5 times salat regularly with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula in the first saf. We will come in the masjid before azan takes place. We will leave the masjid after completing all our azkar, all our sunan. And if we have time, after spending some time reciting the Quran, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before returning home. The ladies should make a firm resolution to start preparing for salat once the time commences, and perform salat with khushu, with khuzu, with attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spend much time on the musalla. We should all make a firm resolution to fast in the month of Ramadan. Everyone should fast in the month of Ramadan. Everyone. Great blessing, fasting. Alhamdulillah, great blessing. There are so many virtues for optional fasting. We hear about the day of Arafah, that one who fasts on the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person's minor sins of the past year and the coming year. This is nafl fast. So imagine the virtues and the goodness and the khair that the fasting of the month of Ramadan will have. We should perform our qada if we have any qada. And if we have no qada, we should perform Salatul Ishraq, we should perform Salatul Duha, we should perform other nawafil, we should perform Salatul Awwabin, Salatul Tahajjud. We should recite Quran in abundance. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala used to complete 41 Qurans during the month of Ramadan. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to complete 31 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. Imam Shafi and Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhima used to complete 61 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. If we manage our time properly and other than the things we have to do, other than the things that fall within the category of necessities, sleeping, relieving oneself, eating, doctor's appointment, hospital appointment, college, school, work, other than the things that fall within the category of necessities, we should engage every moment in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try to recite as much Quran as possible. Because Quran has a very strong connection with the month of Ramadan. Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan from Allahul Mahfuz on the seventh heaven to the first heaven, Baytul Izza. Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan in the night of Qadr before the advent of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran was copied from Allahul Mahfuz on the seventh heaven to Baytul Izza on the first heaven, and from Baytul Izza, piece by piece, gradually, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought the Quran to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed this Quran from Allahul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah during the night of Qadr. And the first revelation that was revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also in the month of Ramadan. And it was in the night of Qadr. So, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, the very first verses of the Quran were revealed to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the night of Qadr. And it was in the month of Ramadan that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam every night, and both of them used to sit and both of them used to recite the Quran to each other. So let us make this month of Ramadan a memorable one. Memorable one in this world, that whenever we look back, we say it was the Ramadan of 1439. It was the Ramadan of 2018, which became a blessing for me, and in which I made a U-turn. And I became the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even when we go in Jannah and when we look back, we will say it was that Ramadan of 2018, Ramadan of 1439, that transformed me into a better Muslim, into a complete Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.